Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Nearly 125 Indian members of parliament backed petition to introduce a two-child policy. India should not repeat China's mistakes, Stephen Mosier says. The 125 lawmakers have signed a petition to Indian President Ram Nath Kovind calling for a nationwide two-child policy. MPs who signed the petition have called for a law prohibiting Indian couples from having more than two children, with stiff penalties for couples who exceed the proposed two-child limit. On August 9th, four MPs from the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh met with President Kovind to personally deliver the petition letter and to make known their concerns about population growth. Also attending the meeting with President Kovind was Anil Chaudhary, representing a radical population control advocacy organization in India that has lobbied for a nationwide maximum two-child policy for all law for 3 years. We have submitted a document signed by almost 125 MPs to the president, and we have demanded a law on this so that we can control the increasing population, said MP Ganesh Singh, one of the four MPs who delivered the letter to President Kovind. Following the submission of the petition letter, Chaudhary called on lawmakers to introduce stiff penalties to enforce the proposed two-child policy. Once the proposal was adopted, whoever flouts that law, whoever proceeds to have a third child, they should not get any government benefits, and their voting rights should be withheld, Chaudhary said. He added that any couple that has a fourth child should be jailed. All four lawmakers that met with President Kovind were members of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, the Bharatiya Janata, BJP. All MPs signing the petition were members of parties that are part of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, the ruling right-wing political coalition in the Modi government. In India, the president does not exercise much power. However, the president does serve as the ceremonial head of state and as a check on the balance of power. The MP's meeting with the president is certain to lend high-profile credibility and publicity to the lawmakers' push for a two-child policy. While fears of a falling birth rate have caused the Chinese government to allow two children per family, fears of overpopulation are pushing India in the opposite direction. India should not repeat China's mistakes, says Population Research Institute President Stephen Mosier. People are the ultimate resource, the one resource you cannot do without. China has finally found that out after having eliminated 400 million from their own now aging and dying population. Last month, BJP lawmakers in both houses of parliament made demands for a nationwide population control law, claiming that population growth threatens to outpace gains made in areas of development. The requests were made during the zero hour, a period of the legislative session, where lawmakers can, with the permission of the speaker, raise issues of urgent public importance. Uday Pratap Singh, a BJP MP in India's lower house, specifically called on the government to introduce a two-child policy, citing China's one-child policy as an example of policies that other countries have implemented to control population growth. Last September, the Assam state government, led by the BJP, adopted a two-child policy which prohibits anyone with more than two children from holding a government job or from running for election for local government office. While several states had initiated two-child policies for government employees during the 1990s and the early 2000s, Assam is the first state in 10 years to adopt such a policy. Many states, including Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, and Chhattisgarh, have since repealed their two-child policies. Early this year, the Supreme Court of India received at least three separate public interest litigation pleas. One of the petitions was filed by Delhi BJP leader Ashwini Upadhyay. He based his case on the 2002 report of the National Commission to Review the Working of the Constitution. The commission had recommended that an amendment be added to the Constitution of India to, and I quote, secure control of the population by means of education and implementation of small family norms, end quote. In 2000, the commission had been authorized by the NDA-controlled parliament to offer recommendations to lawmakers for new constitutional amendments. The government's refusal to adopt the commission's recommendation for a population control amendment has long been a point of frustration for some NDA partisans. Another case filed by Anuj Saxena and others petitioned the Supreme Court to direct the Indian government to adopt strict population control measures. The petition called for rewarding families adhering to the two-child policy and to punish those who don't. Saxena claimed that India's unprecedented and lethal population explosion, as he calls it, threatens the environment and contributes to unemployment, poverty, and overcrowding. The Supreme Court has refused to hear both the Saxena and Upadhyay cases for procedural reasons. In the Saxena case, the court dismissed the plea, stipulating that the issue was a policy matter, that is, for Parliament to decide, not the court. Population control policies in India have long served as a flashpoint between Hindu nationalist advocates and Muslims and the poor who have viewed such policies with suspicion. Population control initiatives are widely viewed in India as an indirect attempt to lower the population of Indian Muslims and of poor and rural Indians. Both groups tend to have larger families. Meanwhile, most Hindu families already average 2 children or less. According to the National Family Health Survey, the total fertility rate among Indian Muslims for 2015-16 was 2.62 children per woman of reproductive age, while the rate among Hindus was 2.13. This represents a significant drop from the fertility rates observed for both demographic groups only 10 years ago, when the rate was 3.40 among Indian Muslims and 2.59 among Hindus. With the fertility rate of Indian Hindus at or close to replacement fertility, some Hindu nationalist politicians have clamored for Hindu couples to boost their fertility in order to increase the number of Hindu followers compared to other religious groups in the country. In 2015, Sakshi Maharaj, a BJP MP, particularly well known for making controversial remarks, urged that every Hindu woman must produce at least 4 children to protect the Hindu religion, end quote. Population control policies in India are often rooted in anti-Muslim animosity, often displayed by certain Hindu nationalist partisans. Earlier this year, Union Minister of State and BJP MP Giriraj Singh commented that the growing population of the country, especially Muslims, is a threat to the social fabric, social harmony, and development of the country, end quote. Recently, BJP MP Vijay Pal Singh Tomar said on the floor of Parliament that population growth in India needed to be curbed part and parcel because children were being born in the name of Allah and Bhagwan, the latter term referring to a controversial anti-Hindu mystic preacher. Population control policies have a long history in India. In the late 1950s, India became the first country in the modern era to implement policies directly targeted at reducing the country's population growth rate. In the late 1970s, approximately 8 million Indian citizens, mostly men, were forcibly sterilized in a single year by the government under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi during the so-called emergency, a period in India's history when the government suspended civil liberties and imprisoned political rivals under a declaration of a state emergency. In India, population control policies have long enjoyed public support from a significant subset of the citizenry. While Malthusian ideology no longer prevails in most of the world, it continues to enjoy wide acceptance in India. So the belief that the country is overpopulated and in need of population control is not uncommon. Despite Malthusian alarmism espoused by certain BJP politicians and voters, however, the rate of population growth in India has slowed considerably in recent decades. The UN projects that India's population will peak at 1.68 billion in 2060 and will then begin to contract. In fact, the fertility rate in India has been plummeting for more than half a century. India's total fertility rate in the early 1960s stood at 5.89 births per 1,000 women of reproductive age. Projections indicate that the rate will fall to 2.28 this year. Similarly, official government statistics estimated an All India rate of only 2.3 in 2013. In urban areas and in several states, India's fertility rate has fallen below the replacement level. According to official government statistics, the total fertility rate in urban areas fell to 1.8 children per woman of reproductive age in 2013. The fertility rate for India overall sits only slightly higher than the replacement rate. Official estimates indicate that the fertility rate necessary to meet the replacement level in India will be 2.26 for the years 2015 to 2020. Since 1950, India's population has more than tripled. It is projected to reach 1.35 billion in 2018. Yet over that same time period, the birth rate has fallen by an estimated 58%. India's total fertility rate has markedly declined as well. India's population growth does not appear to have had a negative effect on the country's development. From 1991 to 2015, India added some 240 million people to its population, roughly the equivalent of the 2015 populations of the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom combined. Despite this increase, the percentage of population living with hunger in India has declined significantly. According to data from the Food and Agricultural Organization, the prevalence of undernourishment in India fell by nearly 40% between 1991 and 2015. Food in India has also become more affordable. According to the UN's Food Price Index, India's index fell by nearly 5% between 2000 and 2014. Access to safe drinking water has also improved in India. According to World Health Organization data, the percentage of the population with access to safely managed drinking water has increased by 69% since the year 2000 in rural areas of the country. Moreover, India's population does not appear to have hampered economic growth, and according to the World Bank, per capita income has more than tripled since 1990. This has been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute. Be sure to check for the important data and references on this report on our website at pop.org. Thanks for listening.